On the line with us this morning, John Simonson. John is the president of Webstream Dynamics. He also is the president of Five Star Store Reviews. He's our resident techie. And how are you, John?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. John, e-commerce for floor covering retailers, is that something you think we're going to see more and more of as we go forward? More independent floor covering retailers getting into the e-commerce business?
Well, I know there's more and more, you know, from doing it numerous times, I know there's more and more large retailers that really want to dip their toe and try it out. The problem's been is they haven't figured out how to do it, or, you know, it's going to take a lot of money to do it and do it right. And it's not just the development of the site, which flooring is much different than a shopping cart or, you know, website that's for, you know, the average things that Amazon sells, let's say. But, you know, you also have to consider the marketing end of it, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of marketing dollars to do it right, to market it, you know, digitally with pay-per-click advertising, how to get found, how to get that, you know, landing pages to drive them to your once they get to your site, to drive them to a call to action, to get them to the cart, to get them to check out and buy flooring online, or to call and take the order over the phone. So all that becomes really important.
Do you see more and more players selling floor coverings online? I mean, some of the existing big online retailers, are more and more going to be adding floor covering to their mix, do you think? And I'm talking, you know, more and more consumers at this point, more and more younger consumers are buying just about everything online. I suspect many will be looking to buy floor coverings online at some point.
Well, if you build out your major retail, larger special home with multiple stores, if you build out buy online, pick up in store, the it's not that much more difficult than to take all your products that all your products and bring it into under the fold of e-commerce. So you have, here's what we got, our in-stock items, buy online, pick up in the store, here's all these other items you can pick from, we'll ship it to you, or you can pick up in the store. You see what I'm saying? So all that kind of fits together within the shopping cart in allowing that consumer in anywhere to buy on your site, you know, any products from anywhere in the country. And with today, with logistics and everything else, I mean, there's that opportunity. I will say that where the advantage comes in with some, where they have the Amazon approach, is where they have, you know, warehouses around the country to help aid in, you know, fast delivery and, you know, products different logistics, and you're seeing more and more going to that with third-party warehousing around the country to reduce the shipping costs as well as the speed of delivery.
So then really, if these players are going to do it, more people will be inclined to buy online, so it would seem to me to be a good thing for retailers, independent retailers, to think about offering that same service.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something where I think will grow. I think you're going to see it more and more. It's just, yeah. I think the major retailers out there are starting to look at that.
I hear you.